You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and we've been spending the past hour updating a strong atmospheric river across the state. And a reminder, when you're hearing these updates, Insight airs live at noon with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Earlier this morning, I spoke with Andrew Schwartz, the lead scientist at the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab that's located at Donner Summit, and he gave us a look at where the snowpack and the water content stacks up to the historical average. Andrew, as always, thanks for joining Insight.
Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
So I was reading your forecast, your update ahead of this atmospheric river. It was Saturday morning, and the headline was the largest storm of the season forecasted. So did it meet or exceed expectations?
Currently, it's still yet to be determined. I would say that it is roughly meeting expectations. Certainly, throughout the entire Sierra Nevada, we were looking here at the snow lab at about 2 to 4 feet of snow, but the weather models this year have been a little on the colder side compared to reality, and they've also been heavier on their precipitation. So even though they were all showing close to 4 feet, I kept that 2 to 4 foot buffer zone to be safe. And it's looking like we should end up somewhere around 2.5 feet or so.
When it comes to some hazards, I mean, there's been widespread power outages impacting hundreds of thousands of customers across Northern California. How was that up in the higher elevations up at Donner Summit?
We've seen a couple power outages, particularly last night when our winds really started to pick up. But with that being said, we didn't lose power for too long. We had a couple brief moments, maybe all of 5 minutes or so, and before it kicked back on, luckily. So nothing too bad, but we did have to reset our live webcam this morning as a result of those power outages.
Given that you live up there, you know, it's one thing to travel up there. How was it to kind of live through the last, you know, 48 hours or so? I know it's something that you're accustomed to, but just to give people kind of a little bit of a front row seat to what you went through at the higher elevations up at the summit.
Well, it's certainly, you know, certainly not something that you want to be caught out in, especially yesterday morning and midday where we saw snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches per hour when it was really dumping down. It, you know, becomes hard to see here on Donner Summit. We get a lot of fog that rolls in because the clouds kind of come up to the top of the road here. And so visibility, lots of snow, like I said, lots of wind yesterday evening. So kind of all of this comes together to just make it really inhospitable. And luckily, as you mentioned, I don't have to go too far. So it's not the end of the world for me, but it's always something that I try to harp on to make sure that people aren't going out in it unless they absolutely have to.
And we're talking at around 10:30 in the morning on Monday. What are conditions like right now?
We're still seeing some light to moderate snow showers. Nothing too heavy, but it is very, very foggy outside here, to the point where it's kind of hard to see to the other side of our facility. And we're expecting this snow and these conditions to continue through early tomorrow morning. And then we're going to get a lot cooler in the upcoming days, and we'll start to see some additional flurries come through, but not a ton in terms of snowfall totals after today.
When you first joined us in December at the start of this winter season, I mean, the snowfall was lackluster, especially the water content, especially looking back at what it historically should be for this time of year. Now that we're at the start of February, what does our snowpack look like right now?
Well, fortunately, we've been able to make up a lot of ground. At January 1st, our January 1st measurement, we were at about 28% of what we would ordinarily expect to that point in time statewide. Now we're up to 72%. So we've come up by about 45%, which is absolutely fantastic. And realistically speaking, we are at 47% of our April 1st average. So we're getting back on track, but we really need to make sure that the snow doesn't stop coming in, because at this point in time, we're getting a lot closer to being average. But if it ends and we go into a drier period, then we'll start falling behind again. And that's something that we don't want. But so far, we're making up for that slow start. And that's a great thing.
Yeah. So these systems, you know, especially when it comes to snowpack, I mean, we need these systems to come through our area.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they can be a little bit treacherous at times. The high winds, the intense rain down at the lower elevations, and then the travel issues up here with the snow. But we absolutely want these systems to come through. December through February that is when we get the bulk of our moisture throughout the state and throughout the western United States. And if it's dry, it helps us live a little bit easier, but it's going to complicate our lives when we get to late spring and in the summer when we need that water and need our environment and ecosystems to be moist to help us with fire danger. So we definitely want those storms to come through.
I remember back in December when you said that 28% of what the snowpack was of its historical average. And yeah, that is a cause for some concern, but you cautioned, you know, that we still had a good amount of winter left. And now we're kind of, or at least currently right now, we are going through that with this current atmospheric river.
Exactly. And that's it. You know, there's certain times when we look at the snowpack, when we look at our water resources and we go, this isn't ideal, this is problematic. But early in the season like that isn't one of those times because there's so much time left. We have had miracle marches happen. We've had, you know, those years that people call February-buried, which doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. But, you know, it's one of those things where we've seen the late season make up for a slow start. And, you know, it's just kind of nerve-wracking to see that slow start and hope that that happens. But so far, we've been a little bit fortunate in the fact that it has.
Finally, Andrew, you touched upon this, but looking ahead to the next, you know, 7 days or so, maybe the next 7 to 10 days, what does the forecast look like if people want to head up I-80?
Well, it's going to be a lot colder, so ice is going to be an issue. So definitely be cautious driving. But other than that, it's going to be primarily light snow flurries here and there, maybe a few inches of snowfall. But after today, it's not going to be anything too crazy. And then going into this weekend, it looks like skies might actually clear and we could see the sun poke out. So some light snow and the sun ahead, it looks like.
Andrew, as always, thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me on, Nikki.
Andrew Swartz is a lead scientist with the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab, located at Donner Summit.